Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
All right, Freakos, thanks for being here again. Love the podcast. Love we're getting. Make sure you share it, rate, and comment. A million stars or whatever you can give on whatever way you're hearing this, whatever way it's coming into your ears. Give us that big rating. Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway, Facebook pages or the Matt and Ramona Facebook page as well. We're going to talk about the fact that some people say the CVS. We'll get into that in a little bit. And what people are hating about the lockdown coming to an end, or at least what's giving them anxiety. That's happening. But we begin with the fact that you say, and you're not in a minority, that if your pet, your dog Henri, which is a bad example for this particular case.
Yeah, it is.
If you brought a man home, a lover, and
maybe one day before the, well, before my life is over, just maybe one day.
You would, the dog, Henri doesn't like people. So, but let's say your dog liked people. But he doesn't like the man you bring home. Mm. Is it over?
Back in the day when my dog was friendlier and not old and cranky, if I brought a man to the house and Henri didn't like him, that would be a huge red flag for me.
Not
because
an automatic
my dog loved dog, everybody.
But this now, you're not even a red
now,
flag at all.
Now he, you know, he's prone to biting and stuff. He's old, okay?
Like almost.
But when he was a young pup,
yeah,
he loved everyone. And so if he didn't love you, that would be problematic.
2/3 of people say that they would dump the person.
Yeah.
I can't imagine dumping the person.
I can.
Eric is our producer. He says he doesn't like animals.
I don't.
So
I question you if you rehome your pet because your new person doesn't get along with your pet. I know there are extenuating circumstances, but I have a lot of questions.
You don't rehome them, but they just don't like them.
I don't want to make my dog uncomfortable in his own home.
Well, come on.
So is the dog over a man?
You date the guy. It's like 3 months in the relationship, 4 months in.
If a pet especially who loves everybody doesn't like this one particular person, aren't you afraid that they're smelling evil on them?
That's like it's like a movie, right? Where the dog always recognizes, like barks at nothing's there.
Don't you remember in there have been numerous movies where the dog is like, and they're like, oh, calm down, Skippy. We don't know what's wrong with Skippy.
That is
Skippy
movie,
knew. Skippy knew something was up.
But it's just a dog.
No, just a what?
A dog.
Just a what?
You're going to get yourself in trouble.
Are you
with
telling
dog
me
people.
That Henri Louis Holloway is just a
the
dog?
Snoopy name like that?
He is my mom's favorite child.
So especially if they start growling like, when they see the person?
Yeah.
Is that a sign?
That's telling you something.
Majority of people, like 70%, they say they'd rather be in a fight with their significant other than a fight with their pet. If the pet is attacking and biting, then it's it's some sort of dangerous.
Okay, I don't know why you're fighting with your pet. Okay, I have to question.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What does that mean? They're just mad at him because they're pooping somewhere or something. Is that a fight?
That is a fight.
Are you fighting
get off the bed? No, I mean I don't understand how you even fight with your pet.
I don't either, unless it's physical. And then in that case,
I mean, my pet. Yeah. There are times my pet doesn't listen, but I don't consider it a fight.
If you date Ramona in the future, make sure you bring a pocket full of dog treats. Or rub like peanut butter on your sock or something. Or whatever Henri likes. Is Henri like?
He loves peanut butter.
Carrying around red chicken. So
the chicken is for me.
What? Side of ranch.
Yeah, so chicken in each pocket. One for the dog, one for Ramona.
There's a chicken shortage too? You come over to the house with some. Yeah.
Oh, right now? Yes.
Yeah.
You've got a secret stash of Bojangles Supremes.
Yeah, you bring somewhere. Some Bojangles Chicken Supremes. I think we can talk.
So no KFC.
Doesn't matter what. You'd probably go for it at this point.
I'm more partial to a Bo's than a KFC.
Bojangles.
Bo's, Zaxby's, Popeye's over KFC. Sorry.
Okay.
I think dogs sometimes would like psychopaths, though. They wouldn't feel any emotion coming from them or whatever, and they'd be like, hey.
No,
they trick them with their wily
cats
skills.
Cats might like psychopaths.
They are psychopaths.
I wouldn't put that past a cat.
Yeah, I guess the psychopaths probably kill the small animals.
And cats would identify like, hey, Game recognizes game.
Yes. You mentioned Bojangles. Do you refer to it as the Bojangles?
No. But it's pretty much the everything else. And the worst part about it is, it started as a joke with my friend. My friend Tracy and I would joke about how old people say they're going to the CVS or got to stop by the Walmart.
Yeah, the
so
Publix.
I started doing it as a joke, and now I can't stop myself.
I've done the same thing.
I can't stop myself. Where are you going? I'm going to hit the Target on my way to the Food Lion.
Before I
hit the CVS and pick up mom's meds.
I think I over-exaggerate. Like I go to the Walmart, something like that, and my daughter, who is 15, cannot stand it when Amy says she does it more than I do, and she's just kind of joking around. I mean, now that we know it bugs her, we're more likely to say it.
And once you start joking like that, sometimes it takes your ability away to say it right.
Yes, because it's in your head now. It's all in your head.
Similarly, there's a guy on TikTok who makes fun of, he says, moms who put an S on the name of every store. Like, mom says she's going to Aldi's.
Penny.
When it's just Aldi. Mom says she's going to Nordstrom's.
Yes.
When it's just Nordstrom. And it's like,
O'Reilly's.
So, auto parts. And it's hilarious because I know a lot of people who do it.
Yes. And that's an
especially with
thing.
Nordstrom's.
And that makes, but I it's almost like, when you can't really correct somebody.
Yes, you can.
Because I think you just said
you can only
too
correct
snooty.
Your parent.
Like
you can only
snooty.
Correct your parent. You can't correct other people's parents. You can't correct other people. If they want to go to the Walmarts, then you have to let them go to the Walmarts.
CVS's.
Yeah.
The Harris Teeters.
Yeah.
I don't know if see people say Harris Teeters as much. Aldi's, that's one.
Aldi's, definitely.
Not used to
J.C. Penney's.
Yeah, maybe we don't like things that end in a vowel. No, Penny's a Y consonant. We don't like anything that ends in that sound. Penny's. I guess why can't we say Penny? J.C. Penny's. Who goes there anyway anymore? Does anybody say they're going to J.C.
Penney? Wow, they are struggling, but let's not write them off.
Really
okay,
go there. But I don't hear people say Walmart's.
Oh yeah, I've heard Walmart's.
Really?
Have you ever been to the deep south of South Carolina?
They go to the Walmart's?
Yes. Hartsville, South Carolina all day.
Really? How about
Walmart's?
I'll be honest with you. Before they shut down, I thought it was Steinmart's when people were telling me about it. Because people would say, oh, have you tried Steinmart's? And it wasn't until I actually moved to the south and saw one of the stores that it was like, wait a minute.
There's no S there.
There's no S.
Yes.
But everybody called it Steinmart's.
It'd be hard to do Publix's. You can't really do an S on Publix's.
No. That, it that saves you from S-ing
failing.
It. Have either one of you been to a Piggly Wiggly?
Oh, yeah, I've been to Piggly Wiggly.
It's the only thing that the South or anybody old does not put an S on.
They both go going to the Piggly Wiggly, but not Piggly Wiggly's.
Okay. Yeah, because my ex-husband,
that's a the
his
Piggly
family
Wiggly.
Always talked about the Piggly Wiggly.
Yep, that's a the. Maybe not an S, but it's definitely a the.
Getting scrimp from the Piggly Wiggly.
Well, the CDC says you don't have to wear the mask in certain situations if you're vaccinated and whatever. And some people
Maskless
are getting a little
days.
Anxiety over that, you know, because you're used to being, you know, kind of in the slow lane, as they say. And some people are a little worried about, I mean, it's like 25% worried about their pace picking up, having a lot of events, having a lot of things going on.
Right around Thanksgiving of last year, I declared that when things open back up, I was going to go everywhere and do everything. You couldn't stop me.
Right, but now.
And now that things are opening up and people are saying, hey, you want to join me here? You want to do this? You want to do that? The anxiety. I think I have post-pandemic stress disorder.
Well, you might.
Because the anxiety of now, like, I have two friends with kids who are graduating from high school, and my family wants to get together in Ohio and Tennessee, and there are events.
It's like being packed in.
Events like RAIN is having their World AIDS Day luncheon live and not virtual. Mm. That's not even until November, but I'm already like, sound the alarm! Sound the alarm! We're going out!
Yes.
We're going out!
Because a couple of months ago, you're like, I can't wait to pick out outfits. I can't wait to get dressed up and
I was
go
just,
out.
Just looking at my closet like, wow, I haven't worn those shoes. And now I'm like, I'm very afraid.
And it feels like everybody's going to be trying to shove a lot of things into a short period of time because you haven't seen these 20 people. We haven't had this many events.
And then now we're saying we can go maskless, but
yes.
That's really only people who've already been vaccinated.
Yes.
And
yes.
I know there are probably half of people who haven't been vaccinated. Are they still going to be trying to spread it? And it's not 100% with the vaccine.
You worry now. You're way too anxiety on this.
I am way down the rabbit hole of post-pandemic anxiety.
It was amazing, though, when I did go out last week or weekend before or something with a group of people in a restaurant. It came easily back to me. At first, it was like still a little
it
weird.
It was okay.
Crowded.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was. It was okay. I mean, I still don't want to do a lot of stuff.
It's not, well, you've never wanted to do stuff.
I know, but I had
you
a great
only did
excuse
stuff
for the
because
last
your
year.
Mom.
I had a great excuse for last year.
You hear what I said? What? You only did stuff because of your mom.
My mom.
Amy.
Oh, my mom. You meant Amy. Oh, so I was wondering why you said my mom. Did she do something when I was a kid? Make me do stuff? No, she didn't. Maybe. So, yeah, I did stuff because of my wife. You're right.
Yeah.
And
well, actually, it is an extension of your mom because I remember your mom telling us how you hated and really destroyed a couple family vacations because you really didn't want to go anywhere.
Yeah, that is true.
You ruined the family trip to Niagara Falls with your complaining.
Well, that wet made of the mist. That mist was like
stop.
Needles.
Just stop.
Needles on my sensitive
stop.
Young skin. I was a complainer from day one. People just suck it up and
so
feel it.
He's gonna go back into the world, but he's gonna complain
yep.
every step of the way.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. Because that whole built-in. I can't. I have pandemic. I've got COVID.
I have pandemic. You didn't even get COVID. I'm sorry. I can't join you. I have pandemic.
Dude,
that doesn't even exist. Pandemic.
Yeah,
doesn't
I have pandemic.
Exist.
People didn't even want to. They didn't care. You just said you have pandemic. They didn't break it down. They're just like,
and
oh,
you've never had COVID.
No, I never had COVID. That's why I said I had pandemic.
Although you faked it every week. You were like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go get tested. I think this
I
is it, you guys. This is it. Like every other week, Matt was like,
I got tested. Three
I think
times.
This is it.
That is.
I think
not
this
cool,
is it,
man.
That wasn't faking. I always was around people that got all my neighbors got it.
Some people call it vigilance.
It.
Yeah. Other people call it hypochondria.
I have no spleen, man. High risk.
You have no spleen?
But my kid, she was in contact like 3 or 4 times. People.
Your wife worked with COVID
patients. I mean, so there was reasons for me to think.
Yeah.
But I didn't have
it. I'm beginning to believe that you, Harris, has some kind of something in your blood.
To fight it off.
Yeah.
You're strong. Thanks for joining the podcast. Rate it when it's done. And comment and definitely share it. We would love that.
Mm-hmm.
And hit up the Matt Ramona Facebook page. Talk again soon.